Today, higher for longer hits home. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. We have another post covering finance and property news. Well, Wall Street's main stock indices closed sharply lower on Tuesday after stronger than expected retail sales data stoked worries that interest rates would row higher for longer, while US big banks dropped on a report that Fitch could downgrade some lenders. The US retail sales data comes in on the heels of strong inflation readings for July and could potentially give the Fed some more impetus to remain hawkish in the coming months. Such a scenario bodes poorly for risk-driven assets and particularly tech stocks. Commerce Department report shows that retail sales grew 0.7% last month. That's against expectations of a 0.4% rise, which indicates that the US economy remains strong. After the data, traders' bet of a pause on hikes by the Federal Reserve next month stayed at around 89%, but analysts said investors were worried that rates could stay at current levels for longer than anticipated. Banks saw the brunt of the selling as investors grew more anxious about interest rates. The US Treasury yield curve has been inverted for over a year, with longer-term bonds yielding less than short-term debt instruments. This persistent situation pressurizes profits that the banks can earn on loans. We would probably end up with an inverted yield curve for longer than anticipated, even if we didn't end up with an economic recession, said Sam Stovall, chief investment strategist at CFRA Research. That would end up curtailing lending, because even if you were my brother-in-law, I wouldn't want to lend to you at a loss. The S&P 500 dropped 1.16% to 4,437. That closed below its 50-day moving average for the first time since March. The Nasdaq declined 1.14% to 13,631, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average declined 1.02% to 34,946. Now, a report came out saying that Fitch could downgrade multiple banks. As a result, shares of JP Morgan Chase fell 2.5%, the Bank of America fell 3.2%, and Wells Fargo dropped 2.3%. The story from Fitch about potential downgrades to multiple US banks is weighing on sentiment, said Michael James, Managing Director of Equities Trading at Wedbush Securities. You combine that with the retail sales figures this morning that were a little hotter than estimates, and it furthers the potential higher for longer rate scenario from the Fed. Shares of regional lenders, PacWest Bancorp, Zions Bancorp, and Western Alliance Bank slid between 3.7% to 4.5% after the FDIC's latest regulatory overhaul proposal. The S&P 500 banking index hit a one-month low, down 2.75%, while the KBW regional banking index also dropped 3.4%. In fact, all 11 major S&P 500 sectors declined, with energy stocks leading losses on weaker crude prices. Technology stocks, though, fared somewhat better thanks to a 0.4% rise in the shares of Nvidia after UBS and Wells Fargo lifted their price targets on the stock. Nvidia posted its biggest one-day percentage rise since late May in the previous session, following bullish comments from Morgan Stanley, with analysts also saying investors were piling into the stock in the run-up to its earnings next week. Among other stocks, General Motors fell 2.3% after Berkshire Hathaway cut its stake in the automaker. And Warren Buffett's Berkshire disclosed a new investment in home builder D.R. Horton, which ended 2.9% higher. Now, over in Asia, most Asian stocks fell on Wednesday, as more signs of worsening economic conditions in China, coupled with renewed fears of a hawkish U.S. Federal Reserve, sapped appetite for risk-heavy assets. Regional stocks took a weak lead in from Wall Street after the stronger-than-expected US retail sales data pointed to more potential upside pressure for inflation, presenting a hawkish outlook for interest rates in the world's largest economy. And weak home prices data added to concerns over China's struggling property sector, weighing on local stocks, while fears of the Fed also drove steep losses in Asian technology stocks. China's Shanghai Composite fell 0.5%, while Hong Kong's Hang Seng dropped 1.2%. All of the indices marked a fourth straight day of declines and were also trading close to their weakest levels for the year. Data on Wednesday showed that Chinese home prices declined further in July as staggered policy support failed to stimulate the sector. The reading drove increased concerns over a potential debt crisis in the sector, especially as major developer Country Garden Holdings struggled to meet its debt obligations. Shares of China's biggest property developer sank 2.5% to a new record low on Wednesday, extending losses after it forecast a massive loss for the first half of 2023 and suspended trading in 11 of its onshore bonds. Markets also feared contagion from a potential Country Garden default. Particularly the real estate developer's biggest bondholders. Reports said that major Chinese trust Zhongguan International Trust Co. had missed several of its repayment obligations due to high real estate exposure. An unexpected interest rate cut by the People's Bank of China on Tuesday did little to improve sentiment towards the country, with analysts stating that the bank needed to do more in order to stimulate growth. But while Chinese officials have vowed to release more policy support, they've so far offered scant details as to how new stimulus measures will be released. And the announcement that reporting of youth unemployment, which has been above 20%, will be suspended pending a review of the data did not help the markets either. US listed shares of Chinese companies also dropped, with the e-commerce firm Alibaba down about 2%, and among those leading the slide after another round of disappointing economic data, as rates were cut in China. Concerns over China spilled over into the other Asian markets too, with the ASX in Australia down 1.5%, as losses in bank and mining stocks largely offset some positive earnings reports. And in addition to headwinds from China, Asian technology stocks were also hit by the spike in US Treasury yields after stronger-than-expected retail sales data. South Korea's KOSPI lost 1.3%, while Japan's Nikkei 225 slid 1%, largely reversing gains made on positive second-quarter GDP data that was released on Tuesday. And future for India's Nifty 50 index points to a weak open following substantially hotter-than-expected inflation readings for July, which are expected to keep local monetary policy restricted. So standing back, the message is interest rates will be higher for longer and the inflation battle is far from over. And meanwhile, in China, the response from authorities so far has been relatively anemic and ineffective. And of course, the property sector continues to veer in a rather nasty direction. As for the potential fallout from China more broadly into the global economy, that's a big question because, of course, while goods might be actually getting a little cheaper thanks to what's happening in China, overall growth is going the wrong direction. And, of course, many economies are searching for growth in the midst of this inflation-fighting battle. So, to my mind, markets are beginning to wake up to the idea of higher interest rates for longer. So to my mind, markets are beginning to have to come to terms with the prospect of higher interest rates for longer. And that could be quite a problem because current market valuations are way too high. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching and I'll see you again next time.